Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's our pleasure to be a part of it. I know you and... I know that you, Kev... Look, you're the heartbeat of the show. We know that. Did you quit?
No. There's just some weird stuff going on today in this region. The blimp that has escaped Aberdeen, Maryland, is actually the source, or the cause, I should say, of a lot of the power outage in Columbia County. 911 in Columbia County telling WKOK that a cable hanging from the blimp was snagging power lines as it traveled across the region. Traffic lights are out in Bloomsburg. Power reportedly out at Bloomsburg University. More than 20,000 customers are without power in Columbia County. Those power outages actually are extending now into a little bit of northern Montour County now have about 2,200 customers out of power in Derry Township. And we're following, literally, trying to follow this NORAD blimp that we're told by CBS has F-16s. Released now following it from Atlantic City.
You're serious?
You can't make this stuff up. I'm completely serious, Steve.
I heard it.
Yeah, this happened earlier today in Aberdeen, Maryland, and it has been tracked across Pennsylvania some of the day. They've released F-16s from, I believe it's the Atlantic City area. CBS reporting that they do plan on bringing this down one form or another, and it may have to be shot down when it hits an unpopulated area. But the cables that are hanging from the blimp that's approximately 500 feet above ground right now floating around actually are taking out some of the power lines.
Really? I never
heard
this
story. Listen, if this was April 1st, no one would be believing me right now. But I'm telling you, you can't make this up. This is just too weird.
How did they get loose?
It just broke from its moorings.
It's a spy blimp.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's a spy blimp, so did they finally figure out who you are?
I don't know, but that's exactly
comrade?
What it is. That's exactly what it is.
Comrade?
I heard you. I said the weird thing is, though, that I can go on the internet and track any airplane anywhere in the world, but I can't find a blimp. I can't find a blimp in central PA on the internet map right now.
Well, sounds like it's over your house.
It's not far from my house, the way it sounds.
I wonder why.
I have no idea.
Comrade?
I have actually seen... there's actually video that's going around that we're trying to authenticate. But if it is fake video, it's some really good fake video.
Tell me Lawrence is in a car right now tracking it.
No, but Jennifer Wakeman is dying to get into a car right now and trying to find it.
Let her go.
If you go to WKOK.com, there's actually a picture of the blimp at its mooring in Aberdeen, Maryland.
Well, that doesn't help.
Well, but here's the real problem, and we've heard this from several people who have said that they have spotted it. It's about the same color as the sky right now. So it's really tough to pick out unless you're really close to it.
It's a spy blimp.
Well, but the problem is it's not a blue blimp. It's a whitish blimp. So it blends in with the clouds pretty well.
What do you want it to do? Come by, go spy blimp. light up and flash?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure. Maybe, you know, it's not like the Goodyear blimp that has a sign on the side of it to tell you what it is.
How to get loose? That's what I want to know.
Well, that is going to be a military secret. Yeah, here it is. Here's the details on it. The Pentagon now confirms.
So it knocks out my power, but it's a secret.
Yes. And by the way,
I helped pay for it. Yes, it's a secret.
Here's the details on when the blimp got free. The Pentagon said today that the U.S. fighter jets were tracking the unmanned Army surveillance blimp that tore loose from its tether in Maryland, drifted over Pennsylvania, or is drifting over Pennsylvania. The statement from the North American Aerospace Defense Command in Colorado said the blimp detached from its station in the Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland at about 12:20. Two F-16 fighter jets from Atlantic City National Guard Air Base in New Jersey monitoring the craft, which was traveling north at an altitude of 16,000 feet. Well, that is not 16,000 feet anymore, because the videos that I were looking at were much closer than 16,000 feet. And, of course, as we were talking about a few minutes ago, the cabling that where it broke from the moorings, the cabling they used to moor it, is actually reportedly ripping out power lines in Columbia County. The aircraft is known as the Joint Land Attack Cruise Missile Defense Elevated Netted Sensor System. You can't even make an acronym out of that. It can be used as part of a missile defense system. It's not immediately clear how the blimp came loose. It had been sighted over Holland and Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and had been sighted over the Bloomsburg, Lime Ridge, Elmedia area and caused havoc there.
Okay. Is it getting lower?
The video that I saw, it was much lower than 16,000 feet. I can tell you that right now. The reports that I have heard is approximately 500 feet. I mean, it is definitely visible.
I saw the movie Black Sunday.
Yeah, it does. It does have a scary resemblance to that right now, doesn't it? So wow. That's the latest that we have on this whole situation. Power out to several thousand customers in Columbia County. That all has been confirmed by Columbia County's 911 center. More than 20,000 people without power in Columbia County. And they are saying that it is from the cable hanging from the blimp that's snagging power lines as it crosses.
So all those people who lost power.
Yes.
Tethered from a blimp that all pay taxes and actually help fund the blimp are not going to be told why the blimp got loose?
That's a great question. And now CBS is also confirming what we have done, although they probably have, by the looks of it, gotten it from us, the way it appears, being a CBS affiliate, because it's very close to the same wording.
Well, Raytheon built it. Let's start with that.
Here's what we now CBS cannot narrow it down much, but
they say a tether breaking is very small. They said that the likelihood of it happening is very small. The chances of that are happening very small because the tether is made of Vectram, and it's withstood storms in excess of 100 knots. However, in the unlikely event it does happen, there are a number of procedures and systems in place which are designed to bring the aerostat down in a safe manner. Until the people have lost power, I don't think it's working so far.
We're actually trying to get in contact with CBS National Security Correspondent David Martin, who does have some information. Now, it is very broad. He said it's between Williamsport and Wilkes-Barre heading north.
Well, there's a lot of construction on 81.
So. It's not immediately clear how the blimp came loose. The blimp is the kind used extensively in the Iraq and Afghan wars to provide surveillance over U.S. bases and other sensitive sites.
Well, Raytheon tells you it's very unlikely this thing broke away.
What, they say somebody took the scissors and clipped the cords?
They say the chance of this happening is very small because the tether is made of Vectron and has withstood storms of 100 knots. However, let's see. They say that it's very, the likelihood that the tether would break is very small.
Well,
I'm telling you,
we may be at small number right now.
I'm telling you, they know where you live.
You may be right about this.
Sandy Barber is on today's show. We'll have her on at 4:06 today. Dave Paulson scheduled today as well. We'll come back with Blimp Update in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
If you're like me, you're tired of all the Halloween spooktacular deals and sick of the ghostly low prices. Since when did Halloween become a car buying holiday anyway? Well, Sunbury Motors Hyundai isn't about silly hype. They offer good old-fashioned feel-good deals all the time. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is the official sponsor of great cars at great prices. And they want you in an Elantra. To prove it, there's 0% financing for 72 months on all in-stock 2016 Elantras. Check out the completely redesigned 2016 Hyundai Tucson. In stock now. At SunburyHyundai.com. These impressive SUVs are priced at invoice minus rebates till October 31st. Prices start at just $25,411. At Sunbury Motors Hyundai, veterans and all active military receive an additional $500 off your new Hyundai in honor of your service. Forget about scary offers. Ditch the Halloween tricks and leave your costume at home. At Sunbury Motors Hyundai, it's simply good old-fashioned feel-good deals year-round. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at SunburyHyundai.com.
Some power is starting to come back on in Columbia County. As we continue to have our Black Sunday moment on Wednesday.
And we do have confirmation from state police in Columbia County. They have been getting 911 calls about the blimp sighting. And emergency officials say that the blimp was dragging its tether, hitting power lines, and causing those outages.
Well, you know, all this mumbo-jumbo about 16,000 feet, that's one long tether if that's the case.
It is not 16,000 feet, according to those who have seen it.
Well, if the tether's hitting power lines, of course it's not 16,000 feet. Come on. Who's saying that? The government?
That was the original release that came out, that it was 16,000 feet, but that dropped consistently. And Stephen Portnoy from CBS News now saying...
Who sits there in the press room and makes this stuff up?
Makes this stuff up is the key word there.
It's no danger to anybody. Let's pick a number at 16,000 feet. Meanwhile, everybody's sitting in Columbia County going, I don't have any power. You know, some tethers any power lines. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Listen, I don't have a tape measure, but it doesn't look like 16,000 feet to me. Stephen Portnoy, by the way, telling from CBS News, saying that the blimp is still in the air and it is heading west-northwest toward Lycoming County now.
It's going toward Williamsport.
It would appear to be correct. David Martin on CBS News talking about the blimp, saying it's just a mess from beginning to end.
No kidding.
That might be the understatement of the day right there.
Now, A, it got loose. B, they don't quite know where it's going. Then they figure out where it's going. And then they scramble F-16s. Then they make up this 16,000-foot number. Hey, it's like Kevin Bacon in Animal House. Everything's okay. Nobody panic.
So let's see. In the last 24 hours, we've had a national television broadcast go off the air during the World Series, and now we've lost a blimp that is used for surveillance. It's just been a weird week.
Maybe they wanted to use the blimp for instant replays in case Fox went out again tonight. The Kevin Hurd topics today.
I did not put the blimp on there, by the way.
No. Jerry Kill retires. that's awful. I feel awful for him. And he's doing it because of the seizures. He's only 54. Good coach, too. We'll talk more about that later. Why would anyone want Greg Hardy on their team? Well, because he can get to the quarterback. Related, is Jerry Jones blind to what's going on with his team? No, he can get to the quarterback, and that's all he really cares about. Did you hear Brandon Marshall's comments on Inside the NFL? No, but I read them. I don't blame him. No blimp coverage on there.
No, I did not have the... When that went out, the blimp coverage had not started yet.
We might be wall-to-wall blimp today.
We could very well be wall-to-wall blimp.
Wow.
Again, I say, you know, that I can find an airplane on the internet tracked all across the world, but I can't see where the blimp is on the internet. That's weird to me.
Well, you can track a plane because they have a number.
I know.
It's a spy blimp. I guarantee you there's no number. If you can track that, oh, I don't know, what would keep the, I don't know, Al-Qaeda from tracking it? Let's get serious here.
The blimp is reportedly having a range of 340 miles, which is basically the distance from Boston to North Carolina.
No, you got to figure out what's the difference from Aberdeen to wherever.
Yeah, in the west-northwest.
I mean, seriously. What's 340 miles from Aberdeen to wherever?
New update, there's still 18,000 people without power in Columbia County, so just a small portion have been restored.
All I know is this puts a lot more faith, in my opinion, in Goodyear. Never been in a blimp? I have. It's loud.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us. Sandy Barber, next half hour, to talk about facilities and, in particular, Beaver Stadium. And then Dave Paulson at 4:35. Time now for a blimp update.
The latest word is, and it has been confirmed by WBAL from NORAD, that the blimp is on the ground somewhere near Jerseytown Millville in the Columbia northern area of Columbia County there in Columbia Montour counties. So we're working on more information on that. But again, about 18,000 without power still in Columbia County from that runaway blimp from Aberdeen, Maryland, that was dragging some cables and cutting power lines as it was going through our area. So as soon as we find a little bit more, we'll pass it along for you. And you can also see the updates at WKOK.com and by following at WKOK1070 on Twitter.
So the blimp is down.
That's the report right now.
I'd like to know exactly if it landed at a field or a neighborhood.
The report was that it was in a uninhabited area, so I would say there's a lot of field in the Jerseytown Millville area, I can tell you that much.
Oh, good. I hope so. I mean, I hope it's not the same guy that told us it was 16,000 feet.
It is. CBS News says, tweeted out with a picture that they received from our region saying it is, quote, much lower than before.
16,000 feet. The guy that put that out, okay, is one of two things, either lying or incompetent. Both are grounds for dismissal. All right. Okay. All right. So it's on the ground.
That's what we're hearing
right
now.
What is this controversy about the Crusader nickname? Why is it controversial?
They felt that when you go to other parts of the country, that the Crusader nickname, or other parts of the world, rather, that the Crusader nickname is seen in a bad light. That was one of the discussions. They said there's a negative connotation with it, and they felt that the Crusader nickname was seen in a bad light, especially for those students who are studying abroad.
Okay. Do they play any games abroad?
No. But it's, I mean, there are shirts. The students wear shirts that have Crusaders written across the front.
Okay.
Listen, I don't find the term Crusaders to be that offensive, personally. I really don't.
I've lived 57 years. I've never found it offensive. I don't care.
I mean, but you know what? They're a private university, and if they feel they want to change the nickname, okay.
Fine, but if do whatever. You know, knock yourself out. I mean, you also, you know, by getting a new nickname, you get to print new shirts and sell merchandise. I get it.
Maybe okay. That's what it's about. I don't know. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying maybe... No, but it was a rather overwhelming vote by the board. So
terrific. All right. Oh boy. Oh. Great World Series game last night. Oh wait, okay.
I got one more interesting little tidbit. The balloon carries electronic gear. The blimp carrying electronic gear designed to detect threats from aircraft, missiles, and ships are worth $180 million, and it's in Columbia County.
Something tells me it's going to be surrounded very quickly, so they need that thing back. All right, 800-795-9565. Quite a World Series game last night. I could only hang for 10 innings. I just could not. It just got to the point where when Gordon hit the home run, I thought, okay, it's getting close to the midnight here. I hang in for one more inning. So I hung in the 10th, and nobody scored. Now, Eric Hosmer drove in the game winner on a sacrifice fly, drove in Escobar. Escobar, of course, opened the bottom of the first inning with an inside-the-park home run. Then scored the game winner, and Hosmer's the one that committed the error that allowed the Mets to go in front anyway in the eighth inning. So it was a bit of poetic justice for him last night. That's the only unearned run that the Royals pitching staff has given up during the course of the postseason. Edinson Volquez, his father died before the game. There's been some back and forth as to whether or not he knew before the game or not. I know I had a similar experience with this. My father died the morning of the Central Florida game in 2004, but my mother elected not to tell me until after the game. Would it have affected me on the air? Probably not. But I know me better than she knew me, and so. But I understand why she didn't tell me until, you know, what's the difference between finding out from 9 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock at night in the end? No, so I have a similar experience where I know I wasn't told till after a game when my father died. But
I think the bigger story here, Steve, is that Fox had the opportunity to do something about it, and they were worried about him seeing it in the locker room because he doesn't sit in the bench, I guess, in between innings, and they didn't do anything with it.
I thought it was classy because while it is a point of interest, Not every story is a breaking news story. That's not a breaking news story. It's breaking news in his life. And I believe they were asked by the family not to say anything, so they didn't. And I'm glad they didn't. And it's good to have some standards. It's good to have some standards. Jason has a blimp update. Evidently, it's in his yard. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
Good, man. How are you?
Great. I was driving home from work and listening to this update you guys were giving. It came up top of my house, right in front of my house in a church parking lot. County news that Kevin works for on
yes.
the side. There's cars parking my driveway, news reporters, and up the next road is County Line Road. State police are all blocking off. Well, I went over to talk to Channel 8 News. They say it landed on Quick Road. It crashed in the trees and that.
Ken, did you get any visual of it at all, Jason?
I can't see it. Looking over that way, it's all foggy and everything, but the state cops aren't letting you go back that road.
Okay. Did you lose power at home?
Yeah, we're out of power since 2015. So I'm expecting that's when it crashed.
Yeah, so 2:15, you lost power, so evidently that tether hit and knocked out your power lines.
Correct.
Give us the scene where it's blocked off, what it looks like right now.
Well, it's blocked off. Just state troopers blocked off going back the road. It's so foggy you can't even see it. I mean, if I looked on an ordinary day on my deck looking out the back window, you could see Quick Road. It's just so foggy today you can't see back in there.
Is that a flat area, Jason, or does it go up a hill?
It's all hill. I'm on top of a hill.
You're on top of the hill.
I'm on the highest elevation in Montour County. I'm on 1,260 feet elevation.
Okay. But there's still no way you can see down to it because of where they blocked it off?
No, because that's a quick road on a hollow. I mean, there's more state cops flying back. It's like... There's like three or four state cops right now flying back.
Wow.
Have you seen any F-16s?
I actually know F-16. All the sky visibility, you can't see nothing.
Well, I don't think you would see F-16s, Kevin.
They were supposed to be following it, and I didn't know what level they were flying.
Right.
Sounds to me like they found it.
if you want to know exactly where it's located at, is outside Turville. Outside Turville, between Muncie and Turville. It's called Muncie Exchange Road.
As you were driving along, Jason, when did you get the first indication that, wait a minute, something really is going on here?
Well, I saw the news crew sitting in my driveway.
Oh, well, you probably didn't think it had anything to do with the blimp right away. Probably what's going on here, man.
No, because when you guys were saying it's in the Bloomsburg area, because that's where I work, the power's out there. Nothing suspicious. You just have the cops directing traffic. I think this is going to be pretty neat going home and Mayo see something. Well, guess what? It's in my backyard.
Yeah, it's in your backyard, exactly. Did you leave work early because of the blimp, or just leave at the normal time?
Just normal time, 3 o'clock.
Okay, so even though the power was out, you still left at 3 o'clock.
Yep. Well, we had power out. We had power at the factory.
Right. Now, here's the next one. As you were driving home, how many traffic lights do you usually go through, and were they out?
Probably about 4 or 5 of them.
And they're all out?
Yep, in Bloom, Main Street and Bloomsburg is all out. And once you got the buck run, there's some lights there. But once you get the TA, the truck stop area, they're directing traffic to go back on 44.
Okay. All right. You mentioned that. Were there any detours for you? Obviously, it's at your house, but I'm saying, but no detours.
No detours.
But the world stops at your house.
Woke up in my house. I might be on ABC News tonight.
I was just going to say, when you woke up this morning, did you even think that was going to happen?
No, never.
Comb your hair, man. This is your 15 minutes of fame.
Jason's done photos of wrestling matches in the state championship. He's been around TV a lot, but I don't think he's ever going to see as much airtime as he will in the next 6 hours.
No, probably not.
Hey, Jason, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it very much.
If I get some pictures, I'll send them in or video or something.
Oh, that'd be great.
If I can get it back that way.
Hey, Jason, you know all the trails up there. You can find this thing.
I know, but the thing about it, I think the National Guard's coming in because there's like...
Okay.
This is now a national security incident.
It's no big deal.
We'll do a fundraiser to bail you out.
Do you ever watch the TV show NCIS?
Yes.
I'll probably be on in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, I'm sure you will be. And by the way, if you happen to see Mark Harmon and Dinozzo roaming through there, you know it's even bigger than that.
Yeah.
Okay. Jace, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. If I see any more, I'll let you guys know.
I appreciate it very much.
No problem.
We'll come back with more of Blimp Update Central as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play
I'd like to.
Among the stars.
At times.
It was the only thing I could think of that had anything to do with resembling a blimp.
That had gone a different direction, but that's all
right. That was the only thing that popped into my head.
Jennifer Wakeman says to me, that's a poorest example of a sports guy doing a news story. Next half hour, we'll transition into Beaver Stadium and talk with Sandy Barber about some of the considerations and the process they're going through. More up my alley, Jen. This is quite a story. I hope the CBS is smart enough to utilize Jennifer and get her on, because this is a huge story. Any time that the state police, the National Guard, and Anthony Dinozzo get involved, it's big.
Well, right now, the word is, and Jason confirms it, that it is down outside the Turbotville area.
Well, at least it's an open area, if that's the case. That's the best part, that it's an open area. I mean, you don't want a thing coming down in a neighborhood. And he says he's at the highest point there. What, in Montour County? Does that sound right? Is he in Montour County?
Yeah, he would be in Montour. Yeah, Jerseytown, Turbotville's right there on the border with Columbia County.
Yeah. So it's at 16,000 feet. You're fired.
Give or take a couple of thousand.
You're fired. You're either lying. You're either lying or you're incompetent. So. Well. So if this is a deflated balloon, I think we ought to go to our expert desk and get Tom Brady in here.
Oh, boy.
No?
Too soon. Too soon.
Well, now bring in Roger Goodell. And the guys from Sports Science to take a look at it. I wonder what's on that thing.
Well, where did I read? They did give a list of things that were there. I mean, it was very general list of things. It is part of a missile defense system.
Yeah, well, what does it mean being a missile defense system?
Well,
what does that mean?
Let me see if I can find exactly.
Does it mean it's a spotter, or that it has the capability of defending? Imagine being the one in charge of it. Uh-oh, it got loose.
Oops.
What? But, I mean, it has more than one tether.
Well, it sounds like it snapped every one of them. Let's see. It was windy and rainy in the area. Well, that's helpful. Thanks.
It's windy and rainy here. We already know that. But the winds here, this is the remnants of Patricia, which was a Category 5 storm. They got to a sustained winds of 208 miles an hour when it crossed into Mexico near Puerto Vallarta. Well, then it dramatically went down to the point where it was below 40 miles an hour by the time it got to the east coast of Mexico. We're getting the remnants of it, but the wind gusts are only in the 20 to 25 mile an hour range at this stage. We're not talking about wind gusts of 50 or 60, and this obviously can sustain that. How about that, Jen? You didn't think I knew any of that, did you?
Okay, CBS News is now telling us that NORAD will not confirm that it is down. So that's where we're at now. The Northumberland County, the Montour County EMA director's on the way there to not confirm it's down.
I mean,
this might be her best day ever. Yeah, yeah. Here's what I can tell you. The military was set to scramble helicopters when it did come down in order to secure it. A military official says it has remote deflation technology, but that may not be working. It provides 300. You can't make this stuff up.
My confidence in us to make it into next week now is waning with each sentence.
They provide 360 degrees of defensive radar coverage and can detect and track objects like missiles and manned and unmanned aircraft from 340 miles away. They remain aloft and operational for 30 days at a time. Two blimps put in the air to better protect the Washington, D.C. area from cruise missiles and other possible attacks were launched this winter. Raytheon, which produces the aircraft, described the likelihood of the tether breaking as very small in its post on its website before the blimp became unmoored.
Jen, best news day ever.
I can't deny that. It probably is.
Only the government can tell people who know the blimp is down that we can't confirm it.
The best part of this thing is you can make...
It's sitting in a tree!
You can have some fun with this because at this point, no one's gotten hurt. That's the nice thing.
Of course.
Thing. But it is weird.
Power outages.
Yeah.
People with power outages, and you don't know what it's affecting in their home, especially. It's not the warmest day out there.
But the good news is their electric bill is going to be a little cheaper this month.
Unbelievable. We can't confirm or deny it's down. You mean that thing over there in the trees? Okay.
Jason sounded pretty confident when he was talking to us on the phone a few hours ago, or a few minutes ago.
We got a guy on the phone that says it's down. We're like, to the government spokesperson, you're fired. You're either lying or incompetent. Both are fireable.